God promised that this life would be hard. It is part of what draws us together as humans, this trouble that comes to us all. Whether the trouble is harming you directly, or whether you are hurting while you watch one you love suffer, trouble is promised to us all. Trouble is promised, yet Christ asked us to take up our cross if we want to come with him, implying that we have a choice. If trouble is not our cross, if we are guaranteed trouble no matter what, then what does it mean to take up our cross? What does it mean to share in the sufferings of Christ, as Paul encourages us to do several times in his writings? And how can that bring us joy? This is, after all, trouble we are talking about, not fun and relaxation. As I read through the Bible, God seems to tell us that we have a choice, that when trouble arrives, as it invariably will, we have a choice of how to respond. If we look to Jesus as showing us how to live life as we were created to live, we can see him having to make the same choice and showing us which choice to make. After the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus is telling the disciples that he will have to die in order to be honored and glorified. "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Do you see his choice? His heart is troubled as he looks ahead a few days to his crucifixion, and he sees his choice clearly. It is the same choice you have. Will you run away from your trouble, trying your best to escape it? Or will you make the incredibly hard choice to accept your trouble, asking God to glorify his name in it? Will you try to escape your cross, or will you take it up? Now, I certainly don't mean that it is wrong to pray that God will take your trouble away. Jesus asked that of God in the garden when he asked for this cup to be taken away from him. I do believe, though, that the greater portion of peace and joy can be ours if we ask for God to be glorified in whatever we are facing. This is what it means to be partners with Christ by sharing in his sufferings. This is what brings beauty and meaning to our own suffering, suffering that will happen regardless of how we choose to respond. It is hard to wrap our minds around this idea that suffering can be redemptive, bringing hope and healing to the world. Our world reacts so strongly against any kind of discomfort at all, yet the entire life of Jesus shows us how grace and suffering can fit together. This language that combines suffering and joy is all over Scripture. Jesus endured the cross for the sake of joy. Peter tells us to rejoice as we share Christ's suffering. Trouble comes to us all. The astounding piece of this is that God chooses to use us, if we will allow him, for the greater good, for the healing of all around us. So, for you who don't know how you will pay your bills next month, for you who lost a child, for you who can't imagine an evening without a fight, for you whose heart just broke in two, for you who are walking through the crippling loneliness, depression, physical pain, doubt, ask God to help you make the choice that will bring the most peace and joy, the choice that will bring healing to those around you. Ask God to glorify his name through your trouble. In this, you will be like Jesus, and God will grant you what you ask.